Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association has sent a letter to leaders at the USDA over concerns associated with contaminated Mexican cattle, lamb, poultry, and swine. This week, I talked with USCA President Brooke Miller out of Washington, Virginia, who told me allowing contaminated meat into our borders is unacceptable for a nation that prides itself on producing the highest quality, most sustainable, and safest beef in the world.
American consumers overwhelmingly feel that cattle producers in this country produce the safest and best product in the world. And because of loopholes or laws at the USDA level, there's no clear and accurate labeling on country of origin on the meat products. As the law currently stands, importers can bring in either live animals or fresh beef from foreign countries, and as long as it's transformed significantly, according to the USDA regulations, it can be labeled as product of the USA. And their definition of significant transformation could be something as simple as repackaging or slicing the meat.
And he says that's why USCA is asking USDA to evaluate the public health risks associated with importing beef from Mexico. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.